Now, what we have are the highway projects. Now, like I said earlier, the reason why cars have become popular is not only the technological and scientific advances for better cars, but it is also because of better road networks. As we know that the government knows you know, the importance of transportation systems, the better there are better roads which are there, the infrastructure has developed. So when we are talking about highway projects, there are certain countries, African countries, there are certain European countries which have huge highway projects. Even in India we have certain projects which are there. There are expressways in India, there is the quadruple which connects the four major cities of India. So that's highway projects. On a large scale, highway projects which we have, the programs in the pipeline across the world are example, the Trans-African. This particular highway project is aimed to connect the landlocked different countries in Africa, and the project is still ongoing. The Trans-Western Africa, the Pan-American Highway Project. So all these projects, some of them are also funded by World Bank, like the highway projects in Africa. So these highway projects are going to change the face of transport options in those particular countries. So what we have are, there are different kinds of options, that is highways and expressway, and certain differences between them. For example, the speed limits or tolls or the kind of fees or taxes that are charged during using this particular routes. That's a Trans-European Highway. So ideally, when we talk about this expressway, there are certain speed limits, there are certain highway projects or expressway which do not have the speed limits, alright. So there are certain environmentalists who are coming forward and saying that because of such things, it will be hampering the environment, because we are using more fuel, we are causing more pollution, and if we are using such highways wherein there is no speed limit, it can also cause road accidents or other disasters. So ideally, most of the expressways will have a strict speed limit to it. These are the car rental services. You can see that there are different kinds of cars which are given. Even in India, when we are talking about charges or rental basis, it will be different with respect to cars, the type of car that I'm hiring, along with the services, like whether I'm the driver overnight or for a day trip. So that will be the thing. When we talk about rail travel, we are talking about the early days when the rail was introduced. That was the steam engines. It were ideally used for going from point A to B. Even today, it is a popular mode of transport wherein I am using it to go from a particular station to the other one. But when we are talking about tourism, the reasons for taking rail travel would be not only as a transport mode, but it would be a part and parcel of the experience which comes with it. So the most important point here is, ideally the travel through train would be cheaper. Okay, it will be more economical to traveling by trains. When we talk about tourism industry as such, there are many or almost all of the countries who provide special pass system. So this pass systems, like we have in commuting, so we have passes which are given. Similarly, in tourism industry, there are tourist passes which are given. So if I am talking about a particular foreigner who is coming in India, he might be given a particular pass which gives him the liberty to travel from point A to point B to point C. Further ahead, it also gives him liberty to change the trains. Alright, so this can be long distance trains or shorter distance trains. And if you compare the pricing, it will be relatively cheaper to take a particular tourist pass than taking the individual tickets. So here in India, we call it as an InRail pass, which is given to only non-Indians, that is the people who are coming for tourism in India. Obviously, this rail passes or tourist passes will be having certain conditions which has to be adhered to. So, making it the cheapest mode of transport. Now, most long distance trains have huge capacity, carrying more than 1000 passengers at a time. So, we are talking about huge number of people going from point A and point B. Again, almost all of the countries will have this trains as a government service. service. That is, it will be a part and parcel of the company, the government itself. So what happens is the money which is coming up from this is going to the government. So most of this long distance are actually helping the government for the revenue. So we are talking about revenue generation here. That the government is getting. So great convenience is offered through sleeper coaches and board catering facilities. Now, like we have in India, there are trains with pantry cars. Then there are trains wherein there are coaches wherein the food can be served. All right. Similarly, in trains which are outside India, that is say Europe or US trains, there are special dining cars which are a part and parcel of that particular train coach. So what happens is the tourist or the passengers can actually sit, have an entire dining experience on the train itself, and the menus are mostly elaborate. So there are different kinds of trains. Again, the connections are given well in the timetables. So here it is the convenience of catering services. The sleeper coaches, as we know in India, there are different kinds of classes which give different sleeping coaches. Similarly, most of the global trains provide such sleeper coaches. So this sleeper coaches can be the bed bunks, bunkers that we have. It can be one above the other. All right, those are the kinds of beds. There are certain other things which come with it, extra services which comes with it. So this sleeper coaches can be making it convenient for night travel. Very popular mode of transport among developing countries, and trains are lifeline to India, spanning 63,000 kilometers and 6,900 stations. So we are very proud of our Indian Railways, who is supposed to have the finest networks, one of the finest networks in the world. So ideally, when we look at how the Indian Railways are there, the network is huge. More importantly, there are many places who will be conveniently reaching via the trains rather than any other options. So you can see that trains would be the ideal way to connect. And they are talking about popular mode, especially in developing countries, because here, if you can see countries like Africa or countries like towards say Bhutan, which might have only one airport, or there might not be many connections. Trains are there. Bhutan, although it has only one airport which is there, we are talking about other developing countries wherein I can go conveniently by train rather than taking a short trip via planes or roads. So next one is the luxury tourist trains that we are talking about. Earlier we were talking about normal passenger trains, long distance normal passenger trains. Here we are talking about luxury tourist trains. Now, like I have said earlier, there are these trains which give you the experience. So these are special kind of trains which give you luxury trips or luxury ambience. There are other trains which have typical theme. So they will be giving you a cultural touch to it. So these are the special trains which are specifically designed to offer an elegant train ride. Some of the famous luxury trains are here. Palace on Wheels, which is the pride of India. It goes through Rajasthan, okay, and covers many tourist attractions. So if you actually go on Palace on Wheels website, you can see that it goes through most of the tourist attractions. They are the train stops at this stations. The tourist can get down at the station, go and have a sightseeing tour, and again board the train and the train moves ahead. So what happens is this particular train has different kinds of coaches. Each coach has a unique unique furnishings inside, and it has a cultural feel to it. So there are various catering services. There are beverages which are given, both liquor as well as the other ones. So all this forms a part of service, and it is a part and parcel of the experience of Indian culture that they get. Similarly, the other luxury trains in the world are Venice Simplon, Orient Express. It is Europe. It is the best way you can see the Venice experience. It connects London, Venice. There are other package tours which are also given. The ambience which is given is the old European feel to it. Eastern Oriental Express, which runs towards Southeast Asia. Royal Scotsman, again in Scotland, it gives you the European Scottish feel to it. Rocky Mountaineer runs towards the Rocky Mountains in Canada, giving you one of the most magnificent scenes that you can see. So, what are the main points for with respect to luxury trips is the culture or the heritage touch that it gives, the convenience of getting from point 1 to point B and going ahead and taking a city tour. Next is the scenes that are given. You can also see that this particular types of scenic trains usually have the bigger glasses. There is one train which has a special coach which gives you a panoramic view, and this particular coach will be at the end or somewhere near the middle where you can get a greater view of this. So these are trains, examples of trains. This is a visual pleasure that you can see from the rail tourism. So as you can see, one side we have the mountains, then the garden on the other side. And if you study the kind of train that we have, it's the glass windows that provide you the scenes. That's train sleeper compartments. Excellent dining cars in trains, as mentioned earlier. Royal Scotsman luxury train, which runs through Scotland, you can see it provides not only the experience, the cultural experience from the trains, but also the magnificent scenic beauty with it. These are the monorails for tourist transport. We have our own in Mumbai. So these are monorails wherein it will be a convenient way of touring the city if I want to go from one place to another. The reason why they are called monorails are the single rail system on which they are working. So that's a single hinge, and on that the rail is moving. That was all about railways. Let us see the other mode of transport that we have, the water transportations. So many city tours across the world offer short duration cruise safaris. So when we are talking about cruises, ideally what comes to mind are the long cruise, the long luxury elaborate cruises. But today, as we know, the market provides you different options. So taking into consideration the market trends, the present market trends, what we have is short duration cruise safaris. So the examples, if we want to quote here, would be cities like Malaysia, Singapore, Hong Kong, Goa, which provide you cruise services here, which will be of hardly anything. So that would be a city tour going across a river inside the city or near the seafront, which is dropping you, and a guide is there who is showing you the different tourist attractions. So this is one kind. There are other trips which are for 4 nights or 2 nights, which are to the nearby islands from the mainland. So over here again, what the passengers or the tourists will experience is the feel of the cruise at a shorter length of time. Then again, they are going to a particular island, spending some time over there and coming back. So this might include a stay at the island or just a visit to the island and coming back here. So those are the cruises. A cruise ship or a cruise liner is a passenger ship which is used for pleasure voyages. So over here, when we are talking about pleasure voyages, there are many, many elaborate things that one can do on a cruise ship. It is filled with recreational activities. Today, if we see the largest ships which are there, there is a ship which actually has a entire forest on it, all right, with proper trips. There are golf courses, there are swimming pools, there are gyms, there are bars, lounges, discotheques. All this comes as a cruise. So when we are talking about large cruise ships, we are talking about an entire resort, like a resort traveling or flowing on the waterfront. So the experience which comes with it is magnificent. More importantly, what it gives to the passengers is going from one destination to another, and the best part is the lack of packing and unpacking. So you do not need to pack or unpack because the transport mode and your stay option is one and the same. The world's largest cruise ships that we have are Royal Caribbean International's Oasis of the Seas and its sister ship Allure of the Seas. So these are currently the largest ships which are there, and they are popular as well. So if you actually search the pictures of this, and you can read it online, the kind of elaborate services that they provide, Along with that, definitely you can go ahead and see what is the cost price for one tickets. When we are talking about the tourist experiences here, and when we talk about booking, there are different positions of the cabins. Those are the rooms that are available inside the ship. So depending upon where that cabin is situated, the size of the cabin, the kind of bedding inside, the occupancy, the rates will be changing. That is, the charges or the ticket charges of the crews will be changing. So this is about the water transport. Further ahead, these are some of the facilities which cruise ships have. They have the swimming pools, basketball courts, tennis courts, volleyball courts, casinos. Now, when we talk about casino, ideally what happens is when this particular cruises hit the international waters, that's where the casino starts opening up, so that there are no legal things which are there. There are spas, gymnasium, libraries, theaters, concert halls, pool tables, lounges, internet cafes, pubs, dance floors, multi cuisines, and observation decks. So all this is a part and parcel of a cruise experience. So if we compare the present day cruise industry with respect to the earlier days when the water transport was actually there, people used to travel from continent to continent. It was more for the commute rather than the recreational experience. Then there came a point where it became a status symbol and people started traveling. So that's again where the experiences where it counted. And today it is one of the things. It's like a cruise, one cruise at one time. It would be something on your to-do list. So these are things here, some of the facilities of the cruise ships. Now, when we are talking about infrastructure of water tourism, now since if the water tourism is going to go ahead, that is, there are more cruise ships which are coming up, there are more river cruises which are coming up, and when we compare the waterways with the airways, ideally most of the countries will have are observed to have their airways more better developed than the waterways. But this is providing us an opportunity to develop our waterways more. If we observe in India also, India has a huge coastline, so we have lot of opportunity to make use of this coastline to make sure that our waterways are as developed as our roadways, as our railways and airways. So when we want to develop such water transport, everything else comes into picture. That's the infrastructure. So suppose if I'm talking about taking a boat, I need the boarding ports, that is, from where the tourists will be boarding. Suppose if I'm talking about an international cruise, I need the immigration counters there. Then I need the loaders and the unloaders, the other staff which will be taking place, taking the work over there for the smooth running. So these are certain list of certain things which will be important when we are talking about infrastructural development of the water transport or tourism. So well-developed sea ports and river ports. Now, sea ports will be where the sea is used or oceans are used, and river ports are inside the country where the rivers are used. So there are many river cruises which are observed. Adequate landing and boarding facilities, it should be enough, like we studied earlier about the airport procedures. Similarly, there will be certain procedures when we are talking about the terminals, and there are security reasons as well. So there should be adequate landings. So what happens is, suppose if we are talking about a bigger, larger cruise, it cannot completely come inside the land because the water won't allow. That's not how the large ships are coming. So there are small tugboats which are used, or certain other boats which are used, which might carry the passengers from that bigger ship to the ports. So proper immigration and customs hall are another requirement if we are talking about international cruise ships. Efficient baggage handling system, similar to airports, we need to have it here. Cranes, loading, unloading machines, provisions of for security of vessels and passengers both. Enough numbers of tugboats and pilot boats. So tugboats are basically very sturdy and strong boats, smaller in sizes. These are the ones which actually help maneuver bigger ships nearer to the ports. There are pilot boats which are responsible for taking the pilots from one place to another. Few of the great ports in the world that we have is the Amsterdam, Shanghai, Hong Kong, and Dubai. All right, these are the cities which show a magnificently developed ports, and no doubt these are some of those cities which have their tourism very well developed. So these are certain points in infrastructure. This is a modern cruise boat picture that you can see. A view of a popular tourist ports. You can see the bigger ports. These are the buildings which are nearer to the port. Hovercraft. When we are talking about hovercraft, it is one of those things which can be blown up. That's the tire part that you can see, the bottom part, which is blown up and it can float on water. Similarly, there once you remove the air from there, and it can come nearer to the land. So hovercraft is something which is used. Sometimes it is used as a pleasure ride. Sometimes it is used as a ferry from one place to another, that is one island to another. Now, when we talk about cruises, there is one section that needs to be taken care of, and that's again a river tourism, wherein river cruises are there. If you see certain cities in a country like Malaysia or Thailand, there are small rivers which are going through. There are canal networks which are going through. There are people who actually have floating markets on these rivers, and it is a treat for the tourist to observe this, shop on this. There are certain river boating system like that, and then there are river boat luxury trips wherein cruise ships are there, although smaller in size, will be on the on this particular rivers. There are other river systems which have huge river rivers, all right, and this particular ships are used for commuting from one place to another via the river. So there is Nile River, there are Thames, and there is other river systems which are there. So we have the Mississippi River in USA and the Rhine River in Europe. These are the 2 or 3 day comfortable tours that tourists can enjoy the nature's beauty along with the banks of this huge rivers. So over here, what happens is you have the sites or the tourist attractions which you can actually see. As if we compare this with the sea cruises or the ocean cruises, what happens is all you can see is the water, but unlike the river which goes winding through the land. Alright, so it depends upon which country you are, which river you are, and what kind of cruise are. To quote an example, in India it would be the Mandovi river in Goa, which provides river cruise. There are other certain rivers across Asia and across Europe which give these river tourism. If you can see, this is the river and these are the sites. So suppose if you are taking a tour package which gives you a river cruise, either a day trip or a one night stay, where some of the river cruise ships are there, a larger river cruise, the guide on the river might just show you, on the ship might just show you the sites or the attractions. Now, those were the transport options. There are some other transport options which are there. The animals, horses, mules, yaks, camels, etc. There are many tour packages which, adding an edge to the tour packages, yak ride or a camel ride or an elephant ride or a safari on elephant back, or there are other agro-based tourisms which also give you bullock cart rides. So all this are providing an edge to your tourist packages. So that's animals. Further ahead, there are certain places where these animals will be ideal way to transport, for ideal way to reach. For example, there are ponies and horses which are used in mountainous regions. So that will be ideal options. Then there are cycle rickshaws and man-driven rickshaws. These are this might be used inside the city by the travelers. Monorails we have, and then comes the cable cars. The cable cars, there are many cities, many countries which offer you cable car options. Ideally, cable cars are for the mountains to offer great views. There is one in Hong Kong, there is one in Genting Highlands, Malaysia, there are Swiss Alps, Gulmarg in Kashmir, and Ocean Park, that's in Hong Kong. So these are the examples of cable cars which are built nearer to tourist attractions. What these cable cars have are different kinds of cabins. Okay, ideally, depending upon the country to country, these designs are changed. But the idea behind it is not only taking a person from one place to another, but giving them the entire experience of it. So that's cable cars. So in this chapter, what we studied or what we completed was the introduction, the importance of different means of transport with respect to tourism, operational details of various modes of travel. So what we are talking about here is how travel and tourism are interlinked, further ahead how the rates or the cost will be there. So ideally, this session which dealt with, you can go ahead and do an online research on what are the modes and the different kinds of luxury trains. It is amazing to see the inside or the interiors or even the how the itinerary has flown by. So these are certain things. Further ahead, you, greater reach would be something to do with cruise ships. So you can search different cruises, the two examples that we studied, and that would give you an idea about how different modes of transport are there throughout the world. I hope the session was useful and helpful to you. Thank you.